the significance of we're doing a 2.2 mile walk mm-hmm. for the 22 veterans a day who die by suicide. Mm-hmm. And so it's a walk to remember, and we're starting in Elephant Park, which is near the VA. Mm-hmm. And then we're walking to downtown VFW from there. So that's 2.2 miles. And September, of course, is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. So that's the significance of this. And actually, the way this started was when Tim's dad passed, he had some notes in his phone. He passed at the beginning of September. And he had some notes in his phone about, you know, doing a walk, and we were like, we need to do this. Mm-hmm. And so that was the first, we got it together within a few days the first year that we did it.
Did you really?
We had like probably 50, 60 people show up.
Wow. But that's really good for just putting it together in a couple days.
It really is. So it was really cool to see that support. And so this is our fourth annual 2.2 mile walk. We start it on, it's 9:22 at 9:22 in the morning at Elephant Park.
Yeah.
It's the same every year. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
how many people are you expecting this year?
We're hoping for, hopefully we'll have 100 plus. Last year we had 100 plus, and that was awesome. And we've had more each year. Last year it was on a weekend, so I think that kind of helped. But anybody is welcome to join in this walk. I want to be there,
but I can't because I'm on air at that time.
Well, you know what? You can do something else if you're not able to come.
Okay.
You can do a virtual walk, so you can walk and share it with us. You can email it to us or post it on Facebook.
So take pictures?
Yep.
Can I take pictures of Ronnie and I walking back and forth in the studio?
If that's how you get your 2.2 miles, go for it, girl.
We're on air at the time.
So you can do that. That's going to be a lot of steps back and forth, though. I mean,
another way we can also help, too, if we can't make it, heroescompass.com. I mean, you guys, like you said, you're a nonprofit. You're always taking donations as well.
That's right. And we are 100% volunteer run. So nobody takes a single dollar. Every single penny that is donated goes straight back into our missions to serve those who serve. So that is one way if somebody wants to contribute. Another way, so again, you can walk virtually if you're not able to come in person, and then share it with us online or email it to us. We've had people from as far as Germany walking this virtual walk, Colorado, Tennessee. We have family and friends across the globe who have done this walk and shared their virtual walk. So we would love it if
that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great to bring awareness however we can.
Well,
and we want those who need it to know that they're supported, and those who we've lost, we want to remember them as well, because again, 22 veterans a day, that's too many. Mm-hmm. And that's, so 7,000 have been killed in action, four times that, 30,000 people have died by suicide, veterans, since 9/11. That's just a staggering number, 30,000
people. And that's just since 9/11.
Right.
Because they're still before that too.
Right, so we're losing more veterans to suicide than every year than we've lost in action since 9/11. So this is a really important. This is a really important thing to do. So I should mention also with the virtual walk, if you walk virtually, you'll be entered into a drawing if you share with us that you've walked virtually. And then whoever wins that drawing, when their name is picked, they will get to choose a hero that they want to send a care package to, and we'll send it to them on their behalf.
I love it. So. And those care packages mean a lot to people.
They do. And we have really important, valuable items that bring value to their lives in them. That's kind of what we've tried to do, is make sure that they're things that can make their life better. Mm-hmm. So the journal, we have like a deck of playing cards. We have a pen, you know, a couple of little items. But then we also have donated items from local companies and businesses that they want to share with our veterans.
Which is great, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so if there's a business out there listening, they can get a hold of you.
Yes.
If they want to put items in the bags. And I know, because I was there to color on bags.
Yes. We appreciated you coming. That was so great.
I am not the artiste, Bonnie. You should see my bags. But we went and put bags together for Veterans Honor Flight. It's while the veterans going next weekend on their trip, we'll get a...
And they'll appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. They're getting a bag from Heroes Compass full of stuff. And we, you know, we colored the bags and said, you know, just different things. And it was so much fun.
Yes.
Bonnie, I was using markers. And I was covered in marker.
That would be me too. I mean, it all over my hands.
All over.
Your inner child coming out, right?
Yeah, and I'm not a good artist. But it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
It really was.
So Shields Corporate helped us out, and they were amazing. They provided a space for us to be able to make these veteran care packages.
Yeah.
And so the Shields team helped us out in preparing the packages, stuffing them, and decorating them. And then we got to hand them out to the veterans who are going on the honor flight this past weekend, which was so cool that we could hand them to them personally. And that was 225 bags that we did,
nice.
Which was just awesome.
Two flights are going out next weekend.
It's a lot of people going.
Mm-hmm. It is, yep.
And then in addition to that, we had 75 first responders last night at First Responders Appreciation
Night.
Oh,
yes, that was last night.
And they received bags as well that had the journals in them, a couple of items.
That's cool.
It's so cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's really a great way that we're able to give back, and we're really thankful for the community support to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, we love it. We love what you guys are doing, and it's important for one. I know our veterans appreciate it. I know that. And I wish I could have seen at pre-flight last week, veterans' faces when they receive their bags.
They
take great pride in the things that they get at pre-flight.
They do. And some of them you see in their expression, and sometimes they just, it's just the tears, and that says it all. So we also have coins that are Heroes Compass coins. And a coin, if you're not familiar, in the military is a way of showing appreciation.
Yep.
And so we have Heroes Compass coins, and so we gave those out to the veterans picking up their honor flight care packages.
So special.
So that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And seeing their faces, and you know, you're saying like, this is so that you remember that you are valued, and every time you hold on to this coin, remember that we appreciate you.
Yeah, challenge coins are
That's
a big deal.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes.
They really are. Lainey, how can we as the community help you? Help Heroes Compass.
If you want to get involved, you can reach out to us online. You can participate in the walk. Donations obviously always help. Again, we're 100% volunteer run. That means every single penny that is donated goes straight back into our mission. So if you want to help, that's a great way to help. If you're a business in town and you want to help and participate, reach out to us, and we would love to get you involved too. We have a variety of different sponsors. So reach out to us if you, if you'd like to participate. And again, the walk is on Monday, the 22nd, 9:22 at 9:22 a.m. starting at Elephant Park.